Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
And I'm talking about a young black girl who graduated high school at the age of what? 12.
Wow.
Alina Annalee McWhorter. I hope that's how you say her name. She is actually the youngest person of color to be accepted into medical school in the United States. So I came across an odd trend on TikTok where people are sharing the voicemails that their quote unquote crazy exes left.
Let's just all be adults and move on and try to,
That's not good for content. Shut up.
Yeah.
They identify as a lamp.
Ooh, that narrows it down.
You can't argue context with text because people will just believe what they want to believe.
Exactly.
The worst Uno card player on the planet. Seriously, you shuffle your cards like you're performing a magic trick, but the only thing disappearing is your chance of winning.
This here, me hearing this, reminds me of another thing that's going on right now in the world.
Stupidity? You ready to rock this, Wesley?
God darn tootin'.
I like tootins.
Yeah, tootins are really nice.
What is a tootin?
I mean, my first thought are those little poots that come out. I mean, from adults, yes, but mainly from babies.
Oh, like a fart.
Yeah.
So it's like darn farting?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, cool. What up, what up, what up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's me, your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And guess what? This is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass what?
Topic?
Good. We discussed.
Yes.
Good job. I'm very proud of you. Ladies and gentlemen, gather around your listening devices and prepare yourselves for a podcast episode like no other. Today, we have a special guest who you just heard who might just be the worst Uno card player on the planet. Seriously, if there were an award for drawing the most embarrassing losses of Uno, he'd win every time. You shuffle your cards like you're performing a magic trick, but the only thing disappearing is your chance of winning. The only thing that you actually managed to do was reverse your own luck from bad to worse. When you say Uno, we all know it's just a countdown to your inevitable defeat. But don't let this lack of card skills fool you, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a beard so glorious, it could make even the most majestic lions jealous. His beard is the eighth wonder of the world. Over here making lumberjacks weep with envy. Please welcome the man who puts the no in Uno and the wow in beard, DJ Hey Cousin. Welcome to the pod. How'd you like that? It's like an insult and then like a compliment. It was really, like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I would call it a sandwich, but there was no third thing. So that was more of a,
Oh, I'm sorry. You suck.
A cupcake,
there's
I guess?
The bottom of that sandwich.
Well, okay, all right. Well, I guess we're in sandwich territory now. Nevertheless, it's great to be back per always. Hey, y'all. What's going on? It's DJ Hey Cousin.
If you're new here, I like to bring in DJ Hey Cousin in the most random way. And he never knows what I'm going to say. So watching his reaction is awesome.
It's always great. It's always great to hear just a new way of being insulted and being complimented all in the same breath. You know, it's really a talent.
You handsome fool.
See? See?
That was a fun intro. Let's get on with the show. I hope that brought a smile to your bearded little face. I hope it did.
Oh, yeah, there's a big smile in all this hair.
Today, we have some news on a celebrity and how they're going to make tons more money. We also had AI roast our Instagram, so this is going to be crazy, all right? Because I've never been roasted by AI before.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It does sound fun. That and so much more coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Mm.
So also make sure you guys are subscribing, you're rating, and you're reviewing. Okay, if you want to show your support for this podcast, 5 stars is always lovely. By the way, if you are listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under the episode that you're listening to. So it's very similar to other social medias for the newbies who don't know about this. I love it that it's a thing now, so you can literally leave your comments down below. Okay, so as I explained to you guys, I think it was last week, that I want to do a new segment where I'm just sharing a little bit of Black excellence with everybody in the beginning of the podcast. And I want to share this. There is an amazing young lady who is killing it. And I'm talking about a young Black girl who graduated high school at the age of what? 12.
Wow.
The age of 12. Alina Annalee McWhorter. I hope that's how you say her name. She is actually the youngest person of color to be accepted into medical school in the United States. So shout out to her.
Shout out.
And her family, because that is, what do you call it? Amazing.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
So Alina, who is just, and this is actually, I came across this on the at Images You Won't See on TV Instagram page. And I came across this and I was like, what? And so I looked into it here. And this is real. This is amazing. So it says here on the at Images You Won't See on TV, meet Alina, who at just 13 years old has made history as the youngest African-American accepted into medical school after completing 2.5 years of college in just 1 year. She's now set to attend to the University of Alabama at Birmingham Hersink. I think that's how you say it. Hersink School of Medicine. Alina is determined to inspire young girls and make a lasting impact on healthcare. Shout out to her.
Shout out. That's wonderful.
You know, I normally don't do this because I don't want to be accused of stealing things. Because on my favorite podcast, In the Moment, when he shouts people out, he gives them an applause. Yeah. I kind of have to do that for this.
Like an actual like live applause?
Yeah, like I need to put an applause in here.
Yeah.
let me do it again.
Well, an applause isn't copyrighted.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. It's just their thing.
If they earn it, you know, give it to them.
It's just their thing. It's respect because I love the man so much. It's just respect. Right. So and saying that I just shouted out as well is totally fine. So in that case, shout out to Alina. You are amazing. So speaking of Black excellence, can you guess what celebrity just dropped a new liquor label? Let's play a game to figure out who. And here's your hint, DJ Hey Cousin is not who you think it is.
The Rock.
Okay, we haven't started.
Okay.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Ah, okay.
What you call a tease.
Ah.
Look out, world. There's new booze to consume.
Mm.
Yeah, let's play 21 questions. You ready for this, man?
No, but let's do it anyway.
All right, DJ Hey Cousin. I want you to ask me some yes or no questions, okay? You can ask 21. That is your max.
That's my max.
That is your max.
That's my max. Okay.
In order to guess which celebrity just dropped a new liquor brand.
Okay, cool. All right.
All right, DJ Hey Cousin, let's figure out who just dropped us some liquor.
Okay, so, all right, my first question, is it an entertainer?
Yes.
Okay, second question, is it a wrestler?
No.
Okay, is it an actor?
They have dabbled, so yes.
They've dabbled. Okay, they've dabbled. Okay. All right, so, okay, male or female?
Got to be yes or no.
Oh, shit. Okay, is it a male?
No.
Okay. Okay, okay. Say less, say less, say less. Okay.
They identify as a lamp.
Ooh, ooh, that narrows it down.
Is it Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, all right, let's go. Let's see. Have they been performing for a long time?
Yes.
They have. Okay. Have they dropped anything recently?
Yes.
Okay. 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 Oh, it's a musician, right?
Is that your question?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It is. Okay. It is a musician. Okay. Okay. I was assuming. All right. My deductive reasoning is getting away from me. Okay. Is she white?
That's a trick question, because by asking me that, you're asking me two questions at once. You gave the entertainer a pronoun, and then you asked me that race. So if I answer that question, you won't really know what the true answer is, one. Because if I say yes to one, how do you know which one is
but
yes?
But I know what it won't be okay. By you answering the question.
Okay, so you want to ask that question that way?
Yes.
Okay, ask your question again.
Is she white?
No.
See? Okay, I got a couple of guesses. All right, was she in a group at one point?
Have you decided on the pronoun of this person?
I have.
Okay, so was she in a group at some point?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. She's a top earner, right? Like she's goated, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, I'm going. Okay, all right. I think I have my pick.
You have 10 questions that you've asked so far.
I have 10. Oh, I'm doing
so
great.
You technically could ask 11. So that you're going for the cookie here.
Okay, let me ask one more question.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Yeah,
that's
weird. But okay, I like it though. I like cookies. Let's see. Is she married?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm good. I know who this is.
All right. Take your guess.
Okay. Is it?
I thought you knew it.
Is it Beyonce?
It's Beyonce.
Okay, all right.
Beyonce. Yeah, you fucking nailed that.
Woo!
Yeah, it's Beyonce.
You had me scared for a second.
Beyonce's got some new booze out right now, and it is called Sir Davis.
What are they, wine coolers?
No.
That'd be great.
But this is fun. Guess what type of liquor it is. There's like five major types.
It's liqueur?
No, it's liquor.
It's liquor?
Yeah.
Is it vodka?
No.
Is it rum?
No.
Is tequila?
You would think, but no.
It's gin?
God, no. It's the other one. The one that I like.
Oh, whiskey.
It's whiskey.
Okay, that's a good one.
Whiskey, yep.
Now, is it Sir whiskey Davis. Or bourbon?
No, it's a whiskey that it says here.
Oh wow!
Yeah, bro, we're whiskeying it up.
I'm actually surprised that she went the whiskey route.
Why?
I mean, she's from Texas and all that stuff, and you know. But
you just assume
her brand. I don't know her brand. The majority of her demographic doesn't seem like it lends to it, but then again, her name spans so wide. I could see that, and on top of that, if it's good, it's good. There are people who's gonna get it. Regardless of the brand it is, if it's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I get it. It's going to be something. It's going to be something. There's one thing that I don't know. Actually, I want to ask you this. I was talking to one of the interns at the Burt Show, but he thinks that it's not going to sell well because Beyonce is not relatable. And the reason that he says this is because one of the things is that, first of all, she doesn't even post her own social media. She doesn't really talk to fans. She doesn't really make videos. She doesn't really do anything unless it's promoting something that's coming out. So the relatableness of people, like, I mean, I think that she's going to make a lot of money. I disagree with him on that point. But I do kind of agree with him with saying that she's really not as relatable as people think that she is. Her music and her lyrics are relatable, but is Beyonce the person, the artist, relatable to the masses? I don't know. I want to say no, but I still think that Sir Davis, her whiskey, is going to do very well because the Beehive will buy anything that her name is on, honestly. And that's a vast amount of fans.
Well, that's that. There's a lot of layers to that, G. Contextually speaking, the times she's tried to come out with brands not associated with music, Ivy Park, House of Darion, those ultimately didn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
Ivy Park, that just got discontinued not too long ago.
Yeah, weren't they with Adidas or something?
It was with Adidas, yeah. And the House of Darion, her first time at that didn't, it came out hot, but it went out very cold. A lot of people have liquors and they go down the drink route, which can have various levels of success, which is why I think she's going to do well here. However, Beyonce hasn't created the perception of being relatable in the same way Michael Jackson didn't, in the same way Madonna didn't.
Facts.
So,
well, at least Madonna's posting some videos every now and then. Not a lot, but you're right.
And this is part of my personal philosophy of why I don't pedestalize individuals or celebrities or anybody for that matter. But it 9.5 times out of 10, the majority of her fans, if they met her, they wouldn't walk away with like their expectations met, which is their own fault to a degree, but it's also like the cult of perception she's built over the years, you know, with that very much lack of interpersonality. And I'm not going to hold her. We don't make it easy. The cult of parasocial relationships, that whole mentality and philosophy we've built up over the past years, shit, that was even before the internet. Shit, when it came to just like how the grounders view celebrity.
Yeah, the grounders.
You know what I mean?
That was a the 100 reference.
Yeah, yes.
Watch that on Netflix. It's actually really fun.
You know, so now it's 100 times worse, where you know we have infinitely more access to these individuals, which really gives us an infinite amount of more material to create these stories in our heads of what we believe them to be like when we really meet them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, a lot of the times it just creates a bigger crater of tarnished expectation. You know,
overall, do you think that her whiskey will sell well?
I do think it will. I do think out the gate it will. I do think the same way with Ryan stuff, with Dwayne Johnson stuff, with Kevin Hart stuff, with all these almost infinite amount of people who have decided to indulge themselves into the industry of liquor, I think she's going to do just fine. I really do.
So this is what the bottle looks like. And I got to tell you, for a bottle design for Beyonce is exactly what I expected. Either that or the horse that she was in, that she rode on the cover of the Renaissance album. Either that full of whiskey. But I didn't know which one it was going to be. What do you think about that bottle design?
I'm going... I like the design, but I'm more so concerned about the guy designing it, Sir David Frank Adaje. He's a Ghanaian British architect.
Well, you know, Beyonce is usually very careful about who she does business with, so I guarantee homeboy's definitely been vetted doubly so.
Well, I guess concern is a strong word. It's more so just where her mind is when it comes to this endeavor. Because, you know, those kind of decisions, they affect a lot of things as far as, you know, again, design, you know, what packaging it's in. From a psychological standpoint of marketing, that stuff is very important. You know what I'm saying? So,
it should be all right.
Yeah. But it is interesting. Let me see what else he did. Worked on buildings for Washington, D.C., African-American history and culture. some other stuff in Moscow. Cool. I mean, I like it. We're going to see what happens as far as how it tastes and how it affects the market.
Now, I understand that this whiskey is going to be pretty expensive. I heard a rumor that it's going to be like $85 or something like that a bottle. So pretty much as white Hennessy would cost if you were getting that shit overseas.
Yeah.
One of these days, I will get it for a great. I'll try that video for the YouTube channel, see if I can write that shit off. And hopefully it's a good tasting whiskey. But thus far, my favorite whiskey is going to be Uncle Nearest. And that's where I'm at. All right. So next up, I allowed AI to roast our Instagram pages, DJ Hey Cuz. Are you ready for this? You're about to be roasted via AI, bitch.
So just like any other day, pretty much. Cool.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. What does AI have to say about our Instagram pages? Apparently, not very nice things. So what I decided to do is I went to Copilot AI, signed in that bad boy, and I decided to ask AI to roast our Instagram pages. I got the idea from The Burt Show, from my job. They had ChatGPT roast theirs. It was funny. I enjoyed it. And so I decided to switch it up a little bit. And I asked AI to roast our Instagram pages, but in the style of two very famous comedians. Now, I haven't read these yet, so this will be a lot of fun. Mm. And so what I want you to do is when I read them, I want you to guess by hearing the roast, which comic roasted who. Now, here's what I want to ask you. Do you want me to tell you the two comics and you guess between the two? Or do you want me to read one and then you guess which comic you think it is?
Option B.
All right. We're going to read it and you're going to figure it out.
All right.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Now, did you actually pick the two comedians or you just ask them to do two random ones?
Oh, I picked them.
You picked them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I picked them so hard. All right, so you want to roast mine first or yours?
let's do yours first.
All right, so we're going to roast my Instagram page, which is at True Smiles Jones, and you can find that down in my link tree in the show notes. Okay, I'm reading exactly what it says. All right, let's channel some blank energy for this roast. Insert name of comic that I chose. Yo, at True Smiles Jones, you out here on Instagram like you're running for office. Every post got that vote for me vibe, but girl, we just came for the memes and the lock tutorials. We're not done. And what's with all the inspirational quotes? You got more quotes than a Hallmark store on Valentine's Day. We get it. You're deep. But sometimes we just want to see you mess up a TikTok dance just like the rest of us. Oh, and those true crime podcasts you love, you out here solving mysteries like Scooby-Doo but can't find your keys half the time. But for real, keep doing you. Your content is fire and those locks on point. Just remember, even blank needs a break from being profound every now and then. That's a tough one because it kind of sounds like this person.
Can I have a clue at least?
Yeah, it is a black comedian. They're both black comedians. Mm. And I'll give it to you. They're both male black comedians.
Was that Chris Rock?
No. Was it the hair mention?
A little bit. This is actually harder than I realized.
Yeah. So I tell you what. How about I read the next one, and then I tell you both of the men that I read that I used for the prompt.
Okay, because this is harder. Yeah, this is harder than I thought.
I figured it would
be.
All right, so now we are going to go in the AI on Copilot. Roast by at by dot Wes Roberts. By, not like the sexuality, but by. B-Y.
That,
without the E.
Oh, okay. That's, That's a much weirder version of what I do, but okay.
And I like it.
Yeah, I am sure that you do.
Yo, at By Wes Roberts, what's good, man? Your Instagram is like a buffet of randomness. One minute you're posting about your podcast, and next you're showing off your breakfast like you're a food blogger. Pick a lane, my guy. And those selfies? Bruh, you got more angles than a geometry textbook. We get it, you're handsome. But do you really need to remind us every day? Say some confidence for the rest of us. Oh, and those inspirational quotes? You out here trying to be the next Tony Robbins, but all I see is a dude who needs to chill with the motivational posters. Sometimes we just want to see you trip over your own feet or something. Keep it real. But hey, keep doing your thing. Your content is solid, and you definitely know how to keep us entertained. Just remember, even blank needs a heart, needs it. Wait, what? Oh, even blank needs a break from being hilarious now and then. Shut up. All right, so your choices are. Everybody listening is screaming, bitch. So your choices are Dave Chappelle,
okay,
or Kevin Hart.
Really?
Yeah. So,
okay, well, okay,
who did mine and who did yours?
Okay. Well, in retrospect, it does make a little sense. Now that I'm really hearing it, it does make sense.
That's hilarious.
I definitely overthought it. I definitely overthought it because now that I'm like listening back. Like, okay, that does sound like them. The first one being Dave and the second one being Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Was it because I said Hart? I feel like that gave it to you.
Maybe.
I don't think you would have. In my brain, I was thinking skip over that word. Then I was like, Hart. Wait.
Oh! Ding, 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 ding.
This would have been a fun game if I wasn't, you know, so easily, like, legible. Like reading shit. That was funny as shit. Would you have actually guessed that?
Probably not.
Said that?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
not.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I am here to cheat. Please. Here to please. Oh my God. Okay, so that was great.
You ever
get a voicemail from your crazy ex? You ever got one of those? Crazy ex voicemail?
Text, yeah. Maybe not a full voice. Yeah, actually, yeah. Yeah, I'd
be surprised. Like, who is not?
I would say, yes, I have. Now I think about it, I have.
Well, I tell you what, DJ Hey Cousin, a lot of people have, and they shared them online, so fuck it. I'm going to share them too. Next up on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I can't mess this next segment up. That should work just fine. So I came across an odd trend on TikTok where people are sharing the voicemails that their quote unquote crazy exes left.
Look at me.
You looking at me? Shall we?
We shall.
Yeah.
We shall.
Yes. The first one is coming from at, it looks like is Dana Rose. I'm going to go ahead and spell it D-A-Y-N-A. R-O-U-S-E. If you want to go ahead and follow her or check out her videos, feel free to do that. You're going to enjoy this one, bud. You ready?
I believe it, yes.
All right.
All right, since you want to play like a fucking kid, I'm going to let you be a little girl all by your motherfucking self. You talking about fucking up your flow? I'm about to fuck it up some more. Here we go. B-L-O-C-K-E-D. That means you will have no access to me. I'm about to block you for eternity. So fuck you, UBIT. You keep playing on my phone and you keep playing these games. It makes you look like a motherfucking lame. I thought you was cool, but it proves that you not. So here goes my fucking thing. I'm gonna let this one drop. After this, your ass is blocked.
Wow. Very poetic.
I got one question for you, bro. Like, I can just see this. I can see this literally. I'm going to have to bleep that out. I can see this literally. Bleep that out, too. Sitting sitting like in his room, like playing some like Eminem or some shit, like eating some I don't know, like some Bugles, like and like writing this and thinking about it and writing it out first, because you know he fucking wrote that shit down first. You know he did. You know he practiced it.
Oh yeah, either in his notes app or classic composite paper, you know, the notebook, the little black and white notebook. Either or.
Yo, literally wrote her a poem about blocking her.
Yeah, wrote the video a whole soliloquy.
That's crazy.
That was odd, but I guess it got its point across, I guess. I mean, good job, Pevin, I guess. You know, you put your foot firm down.
That's hilarious, because she's like lipping the whole thing, which is funny, because this is like a trend, because what it said on the video, which you can't see because, you know, you're not here, but it says, since we posted our ex's voice messages, ... and there is like a trend of people sharing the voicemails that their exes have left them. And it is golden.
No, I feel a lot of ways about this. This is, I mean, it's great, but it's also like, I mean, come on, let's just all be adults and move on and try to,
That's not good for content. Shut up.
Yeah. That's not, growth isn't good for content.
It's not. Shut
DJ
up.
Cousin. Hey, you know better than that. You know better than
Why
that.
Why would you, don't listen to him. Keep posting all the stupid shit that you want. Be stupid. My podcast needs it. So continue using the internet as your personal diary.
Oh yeah, please. Oh no, I didn't say stop. I just said it makes you look bad. But of course, don't let me stop your journey. I'm hating. I'm just hating. Just okay. Carry on.
I think it makes some of you look awesome, depending on what the voicemail says. I say carry on. All right. So at Devon is mad. DEVANISMAD at Devon is mad. Has something to say. Let's see what his ex had to say. You ready for this one?
Yes, please. Let's do this.
Let's play this drama real quick.
Because, like, I don't hate thinking about you. Like, I love thinking about you. Oh, my God, I just touched my fucking piercing. I didn't mean to. Fuck. I'm about to kill myself. Okay. Anyways, like I was saying. What was I finna say? Fuck. Oh. Like I was saying. I don't mind thinking about you because, like, I like thinking about you a lot. But then it, like, makes me sad because I can't talk to you because you're busy. And that's why I hate missing you, because, like, I like talking to you, and I don't, like, want you to leave me, you know?
That was so beautifully said. I hope he took her back.
I hope she also drew him a picture, too.
What kind of picture should she have drawn besides the words that came out of her mouth?
The kind of picture that would get hung up on the refrigerator.
Nice.
That kind of picture.
Okay. All right, that's a weird thing to say. I don't get your joke.
I'm saying she's sounding like a kid. She's sounding like a damn, like a baby.
Is that what you're saying?
And I don't mean it like
that. That's funny now that I understand. That's hilarious. I'm so sorry. I was so fucking lost. I was like, is this bitch an artist?
She said she's an artsy West. I don't understand.
She does sound kind of young, but he looks kind of young himself.
We're
old now, so
that's well, maybe that's probably what it
that
is.
That might Carry be what on. It is. You know what I'm saying? Okay, next up, let's see what that was hilarious. I had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. Like, yeah, just go with it. You know what? If you don't know, just ask. Just ask.
Just yeah.
Just ask.
No such thing as a stupid question. Until they say it's a stupid question.
Yeah, there's definitely stupid questions and stupid people.
Yeah, that was whoever said that was dumb.
Yeah. See? They made a stupid statement.
Just set a whole bunch of motherfuckers up for failure.
No, that he did. And let's see what at Kylie KIELEYY. Let's see what Kylie has to say. About her ex, because she decided to share a little something. You ready for this one, man?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like it when the drama's not mine. It's good.
Like, bro, I got feelings too, man. I got emotions, and every time I try to express them, okay, they might come out wrong, but damn. You be all cold and shit, like I really been doing you motherfucking dirty. Like, okay, bro, I got my dick, so okay, ooh, okay, cool, man. Damn. You know what? You know the shit I could have did that I didn't do. That's what you gonna do to get back at me. You going on dates with this nigga? Dates.
This thing. I got my dick sucked. Woo. Okay. Well, that doesn't matter. What? But the things I could have done. I'm sorry. What else? Besides actually like entering into someone, I think getting your dick sucked is pretty bad when you're in a relationship.
I could have accepted gifts and like like food and stuff. Ooh, I could have had actual like vaginal insertion probably.
Ooh,
you lucky I did. First of all, don't ever ask for gratitude for the things that you could have done. that's like the waiter coming out with your waters and being like, I brought you your water. You gonna say thank you, bro? I didn't have to bring it out here, bro. Like, I didn't have to, like.
You did. That was your job, sir.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that's a punch you're making? I am for it. I am so for it. I like that. You are so good today. I love it. Oh, you are on it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was just me trying to find the video. I was just like, let me just keep saying things while I search for this video.
Did you find it by any chance?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay.
I got it. Thank you. Yeah, that dude is lame as fuck. All right, next up. Now, those are the ones I don't mind sharing. You fucking cheated, and now you're trying to gaslight her, talking about something. Well, at least I didn't do more. The fuck? I got my dick sucked. Ooh. I want every man out here and every woman out here, I want you to use that as an excuse. I want you to gaslight your spouse. Ooh, I got my clit lick, whatever. That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yeah. I got ran through. And I was in this train, so it was just.
Ooh, I got pregnant on accident. So, oh, okay. It's not your baby. Ooh.
Nothing to do with you. It's like, and? So, like, I love you, though. Like, so, and?
Right. Literally, that happened to me for real. One of my exes got pregnant behind my back. Okay, moving on.
Yeah. Just slid that in there.
Yeah, we're just going to creep right over that, I just said. At twice, actually. All right, so at Jin. At Jen Rummy Juicy, Jen is spelled J-E-N, Rummy has two M's, R-U-M-M-Y, and Juicy, J-U-I-C-E-Y. If you want to take a look at her videos and follow any of these people that I've mentioned today, check them out. So Jen had something to say. Her posting this probably saved her life, so I think this is a good idea. This is called evidence.
Oh, damn.
You asked me. Let's go ahead and see what Jen's ex had to say.
Fucking call me back right the fuck now, Jennifer. I'm not some fucking just dude. You don't block me. You don't not answer my calls. Jesus Christ. Call me back. Call me back. I swear to fucking God. I'm not doing this. I'm not fucking living my life wondering what the fuck you're doing. Call me back.
Anyone who leaves a voicemail, regardless of what you're saying, there's gonna be a percentage of it that sounds dumb. Doesn't matter if was it its intent. It doesn't matter what time in which you sent it, your level of sobriety. A percentage of it is going to sound stupid.
Absolutely. You'd and be continue best off, to make these voicemails. Thank you.
You'd be best off just saying it in person or text. A text would be better. A text would be better.
Maybe a voice message?
Because it removes context. It removes like some level of context. And with that gap, they can insert their own. So it's automatically.
Well, that could also work against you.
Well, that's fine. It actually works for you in the long run because you'd be like, no, you're wrong. Like, oh, oops. Let me correct you.
That depends on who you're doing this with. Some people are very insane.
Yeah, well, and we get to that point, you can't argue context
with text because people will just believe what they want to believe.
Exactly. And that's enough to at least. You can work with that more than just bearing your soul out.
Hear my crazy. You know why I like it when they do that shit? Because I'd rather you call me and sound like that. Because now I have a decision to make. And you've already shown me a red flag, kind of. So I like that because, one, you're either going, if I decide to act like that, leave a message like that, one, you're either going to forgive me, give me a chance, give me a call back, or two, you're going to think I'm fucking insane and just move on with your life. Now, whatever decision that you make after I've done that call, I'm going to have to kind of go by that. For me, I don't chase people. That's just, I don't do that. But I think because that has been done, depending on how that person reacts to your moment of crazy, because we all have those moments of crazy, even the person that you're trying to get back, right?
Yeah.
If they can understand that logically or emotionally or mentally, whatever Lee you want to put on that shit, and they are still willing to talk to you and converse with you and figure out why you're behaving that way, then that's a good relationship that might work.
Maybe.
But that kind of shows a level of love or whatever that person, that affinity that that person has towards you. But a lot of people do take advantage of that level of kindness that that person will show you, that understanding. So I get why you'd be like, ah, oh, fuck that, because that's how I am, especially after what I've been through. Fuck that.
it's
you
just
do that, I'm out.
Like,
I'm
what out. You just said is common sense, and common sense ain't common. So the majority of the time, you know, you put yourself out like that, you're going to get that kind of response. And I mean, and that was before this trend started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were going to get some level of, oh, you're losing now. Like, oh, I'm now winning because you bared your soul just way too vulnerably in a way that wasn't really conducive to anything positive. Like, it was just either, oh, I hate you, call me back, or I love you, I hate you, I love you, call me back. And ultimately that stuff isn't helpful. I mean, as far as for comedy, yeah, hell yeah. But as far as like what their goal is in those moments, nah.
That's why, like, I'm always so fucking confused when you hear these stories about people who are trying to get away from these psychotic people who do crazy shit, like fuck up their car or burn their clothes or some crazy shit like that, you know, stalk them at work, and you think that's gonna get them back. That level of thought is not a, it's just not a conscious level of fucking normality in their head. Their brain, the way that they're taking in shit right now, they can't take in any logical thought, so they do crazy fucking shit hoping to get your attention, kind of like a toddler when you're ignoring a child and they just start breaking shit, or like a cat. I don't fucking know. I don't have kids. I have a cat. She's actually pretty well behaved.
You know,
there's an analogy there. Find one that works for you.
Yeah, there's something in there somewhere. Yeah. Take a look. Just from the stuff I've seen throughout my weird ass existence, it really seems like a lot of that stuff is either perpetrated by like media, the stuff they've taken in by the outside world, or stuff like their family and friends.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately, as far as like, oh, stalking works. Standing outside so-and-so's window with a boombox, blasting some loud song that you believe they love, or like,
oh my God.
That'll do it.
You just woke up a demon in me. That sounded weird. Wrong way to put it, but you made me think of something.
Oh.
I don't know where the demon thing came from. But you know, when you think of the lyrics to fucking songs, which we'll do this in a second, actually. I was going to end the episode after this last one, but I have an idea here.
Mm.
There are certain lyrics that if you take out the fucking, like the music, like the sound of the melody, you take that out, the beat out, and you just have the lyrics, and you change your tone if you want to, even to something more creepy, it sounds like those lyrics are fucking horrifying.
Yeah, that's with a lot, man. That's with, I mean, that's almost everything. That's almost so, language itself. If you change, if you go to this over here, you took this.
But I mean the lyrics themselves. Now, what I'm saying is, I think what you were saying, we were probably like mind fucked as like kids and young adults with these fucking songs.
Bro, why do you think it's called programming, bro?
Oh, this is one of those conspiracy theories that I just neglected that might be fucking true.
I mean, hey, man.
He's shrugging his shoulders. He has no idea.
All right, I'm just saying. All right, there's a lot of stuff I can tell you, but there's only a couple of things you're actually going to believe.
Damn. Well, I'll tell you what. Before I find a lyric that's fucking insane and creepy, let's play our last one here. Last one here at I Know You Want This Churro. Everything is spelled correctly except for the word U is with just the letter U.
That's great.
I know you want this true. Everything
that's
is spelled
a
correctly.
Great name. Good job. For
right. That's
that.
Actually I had that in my script here. Dope ass name. I had to say that. That's I wrote that in the script.
Oh.
I wrote that.
You are so proud.
Reminds.
Oh my goodness. Let's see this vid.
Thank you. And so his ex had a lot to say. Literally gave us a whole ass new summer bop.
Oh.
With his voicemail. You heard some poetry before. Now we're about to hear the new summer jam.
Oh.
Where my bus at? Y'all might have to fight for this one because
might be a new contender. A new challenger.
You ready for this? All right. I know you want this churro. Their ex had to say this.
Mm.
Why they tell me you outside with the bitches who post they cash app on their birthday? Like, I know it's been a minute since we talked, but I didn't know you was in a fundraiser now. You should start donating to the Goodwill since your heart is so fucking big now. It's a lot of less fortunate kids that could use your help. Since you want to be Captain Save-A-Ho, you want to block me and start doing charity work. And that's exactly why I threw your Amiri jeans in a bleach bath, because you don't need nothing nice. What Janae Aiko said? You should have called me. Why you never call me? Why you never call me? Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I didn't say it was her song. I just said it might be the new summer bop.
I mean it's an older song, but I do bop that song quite
it's
often.
One. It's a good one.
Hey man, I mean, when it comes to that particular scenario, I mean it just sounds like they weren't together for a while, and you just happen to see them, you know, with somebody, and I mean, hey man, you ain't gotta let these things go.
You accuse him of like doing charity, like
yeah.
It's a little much.
Goodness, that yeah, goodness.
It's, like I just said, hey, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah, you could have played that way better, actually, Missy.
Or do what we do, hey, big head.
You know what I'm saying? Oh yes, hey, stranger. Hey.
I love the hey, big head shit.
That's, okay, oh
bitch.
Man, goodness, hook, line, and sinker.
Right, but real talk. These messages made me glad that I'm single. My ex really fucked me up, and I'm hella not ready for anything serious. So, yo, she low-key taught me to trust no one and use people.
Mm.
Now, I didn't say that I took the lesson and planned to use that shit myself, but she taught me that, and I'm choosing to reject the lesson. Y'all, we all have crazy exes. A lot of us do. When I say crazy, I don't mean, like, mentally, like, unstable. I just mean, like, they've done some unlogical shit during a moment of emotion, or maybe they are just crazy. I don't fucking know your history, but we all have experienced that or know someone who has. But we have to do our best not to let what they did to us drag us down. Don't let their actions and choices that they made drown you, because if you're already struggling to breathe, you'll already be breathless before someone special can show up and take your breath away. So leave that heavy-ass bag at baggage claim and buy some new shit. Watch me ignore everything I just fucking said, by the way.
I could see that. I could see that.
I mean, that was beautiful in bars, but I'm going to probably... I actually forgot everything I just said.
In application.
I might have to listen to that later.
You know, in practice, that's a little harder to implement.
Was it good? Right? Was that, like, good enough to be on a poster or some shit?
Maybe on a fortune cookie.
All right, cool.
That could work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and find this crazy, one of these creepy lyrics. All right, coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, bonus segment. So let's get to it. All right, so we were talking about lyrics that are creepy if you take away the melody or the beats, if you just say them.
Now, you were talking about this earlier, and I really want to put this to the test because it seems like you can do this with most songs.
Probably.
That's so I'm just like choosing songs at random.
Well,
to
let's see what lyrics you're talking about and see if that's what I'm talking about. Because I mean, like, the actual lyrics themselves are creepy, not the context of the lyrics, the words that are being sung.
Okay.
You know what I mean? All right, so you go ahead and share the song, the name of the song and the artist, and read a couple of lyrics that you found.
Ain't nothing but a heartache. Ain't nothing but a mistake. I never want to hear you say, I want it that way.
I like what you just did with that Backstreet Boy song.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, what did you mean?
This is what I mean.
Okay, do it.
Which, by the way, gives me another idea for a fun segment in the future. Fucking taking love songs and making them purposely creepy. What you just did.
Yeah.
So what I'm talking about is, for instance, a song by Gregory Abbott, Shake You Down. The lyrics are, "Girl, I've been watching you from so far across the floor now, baby. That's nothing new. I've been watching you."
Oh, see, this
so
is
many
like,
times before now, baby.
See, this is great because that's like most of the 70s and 80s.
Either way, it's fucking creepy.
Was like you songs away, that sound like this. And some
girl,
of the 90s.
I've been watching you from so far across the floor now, baby. See, that's fun.
Just, that's
the
just,
look
yeah.
in your eye.
I've been watching you.
And the reason I chose that song is because I did a video on my Instagram a while back with my homegirl Tamika. You know, Tamika Shannon from Between Women.
Yeah, yeah.
And for
yeah.
those of you who are aware of the web series that I did called Between Women, she played the character Gabby on the show. And so I saw her do like her version of it, and I decided to like remix to it,
yeah,
and like be the creepy person that she was creeped out by. And so what I'll do is I'll post that on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and of course the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook, so you guys can watch me stalk my friend.
Sounds good.
But yeah, that's what I meant by like fucking creepy.
Okay.
Like literally creepy
again, man. That's like most of the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I'll get that to you. I'll get that to you. So, fam, I came across this stupid shit. I know it was like didn't even give you a transition. I just
At
decided
all.
To start talking about
At
it.
At all. You just started going into something. I was sleepover, actually.
You do.
I was doing my taxes from 97 over here.
Okay. Well, I don't know why, because you were not old enough to work. That's weird.
They try to get you anywhere they can, man.
No facts. Yo, just ask Wesley. No, the other one, Snipes.
Yeah. I know. Asked him some tips about this the other day.
Yo, watch out for those Wesleys, man. Don't let them watch your money.
Yeah, man.
All right, so I came across this stupid shit. I don't even remember where I saw it. I took a screenshot of it, and I was going through. You know when you see something funny in your phone, you screenshot it so you can show somebody later?
Yeah.
And then you sometimes forget to do it or post it or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So I found a screenshot, and I was just like, what the fuck? So I just had to share it. It's so random. So I don't know where this is or what's going on, but it says here, could you please, I guess this is like a review or a complaint of this particular company. It says, could you please remove the label, quotes, Negro from your black crayon? No disrespect to anyone's language, but this has been highly offensive to me as a child. And 30 plus odd years later, I'm able to let you know. And anyone that may see this know, it's about that time.
Oh, Lord.
So at Crayola responded, so this must have been on Twitter, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And and they said, Crayola responds, thanks for sharing your concerns. The word, which is negro, not mm-hmm. negro,
mm-hmm. Yep.
The word negro appears along with the words black and noir because it is the literal Spanish translation of the word black, just as noir is the word for black in French.
See, this here, me hearing this reminds me of another thing that's going on right now in the world.
Stupidity?
That, to a degree, yes. To the max, actually. Let me explain. A lot of people are realizing that after middle school and high school, from the people who had to ride the short bus, they just let them back into the world.
Mm.
And the majority of them don't actually know they rode the short bus.
Yes.
So they're off running around in regular society thinking that ain't none. They're like everybody else, and they don't even know they're. And we're getting shit like this. And hey,
and they're probably fucking serious too. That's a funny thing.
There's a good chance that you might be one of the ones that was on the short bus. Do you know how many conversations I've seen that people talk about? Oh yeah, oh that's a long bus. Wow.
Are you serious?
That's a wow. Why is that bus so long?
That's
how the bus was regular.
Well, you know somebody for real that had that experience, like
yes.
for real?
Yes.
That is
yes.
hilarious, but I will not laugh because it's not PC.
Oh my God. Oh, that's what makes me want to laugh. That part right there.
Could you excuse me for a second?
Oh, yeah, okay.
This motherfucker said, why that bus so long? Completely oblivious. I'm sorry, I'm back. I had to use the bathroom. You were saying?
Yes. As I was saying, yes. There's a lot of people who are completely unaware of their
own
stupidity.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
I thought about it again. Oh my God. And continue. Thank you.
Idiots.
This is the best podcast episode ever recorded to mankind. If you are easily offended, please do not listen any longer. Remember, I'm too crude.
And I just don't give a damn.
Right. All right. So there is a, speaking of maps, I'm just kidding.
Like what?
There is a musical artist who is making more money playing video games than they do making music.
I know the answer to this question already. It's T-Pain, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can not play the game. And this time I didn't say it. I even made sure I didn't say he. You son of a bitch. I was trying to be vindicated, you bitch. Anyways, that's why you suck at Uno. Anyways, gaming money versus celebrity money. I tell you what, this right here is going to probably make you want to quit your job and buy yourself a PS5. I'm going to go ahead and play this Instagram audio for you guys to hear. This is going to be fun. Hold on one second. Man.
Wait, you're making money
off Twitch? I'm making more money off of video games than I've made in the last 4 years. No, just playing them.
Wait, Twitch, you're making streaming. Money playing video
playing
games?
Playing video games, absolutely.
So that's playing them on Twitch?
Yeah.
So from your Twitch stream, mm-hmm. you're getting more revenue than from music?
Yeah.
What fuck? The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. What? How is that possible?
I don't know. It's just. I mean, because it's authentic. Because it's organic.
Are you good at video games?
Oh no, I'm terrible.
Fuck you! Literally making more money than any of the music that he has made, any of the residuals that he's earned, making more money doing that. Okay. Now, before we go on, let me ask you this. Could you recognize the voice of the other person who was talking to him?
Shout out to Steve O's Random Ass Podcast.
Yeah, my boy.
For the people who actually want to know the route to obtain the same residuals and success as him, let me tell you, get a pen and paper. I can tell you how. All right, step one, get famous. Doesn't matter how, don't matter doing what. Get famous.
Done. I'm going to make a sex tape. It worked for Kim Kardashian. It can work for me.
God damn it. All right, great. Okay, so after that, step two, after you've gotten famous and built your following, then lead them wherever the fuck you would like. It can be Twitch. It can be whatever platform of your choosing. But, you know, once you've gathered that audience, they're going to follow you to wherever subject or topic that you end up leading. Now, mind you, all of them won't stay, but if that audience is big enough, the people who are already a fan of that particular thing will stay, and then you're good.
So what you're saying is I probably can't do this.
No, didn't you read the steps I just told you?
Yeah, the first one's hard.
Yeah, I mean.
So this is coming from, you are so fucking stupid. So this is coming from, I saw this video on the @millionaire, what is this? Millionaire Schroeder page. Oh, Millionaire's Tutor page. That sounded weird because mm-hmm. It's all thrown together. Anyways, Millionaire's Tutor page, if you want to check them out. I don't really like their page that much. They're kind of pro-Trump, but I did get this video from their page, so I'm not going to sit here and not say where I got it. So anyways, T-Pain recently revealed, as I said, that he was making more money from gaming in the last 4 years than he has from his entire music career. Despite being known for his hits like Buy You a Drink, T-Pain has managed to turn his Twitch streaming into a lucrative side gig with over 845,000 followers on Twitch. T-Pain earns around, guess how much do you think he earns around per hour playing video games?
Probably somewhere four figures, a G or up.
is definitely above a G.
It is?
An hour, not monthly.
An hour?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to say maybe like 2,500.
No.
See?
Let's try $60,000 per hour playing video games, even though he admits he's not very good at them. This highlights the enormous financial potential in the gaming industry, which has grown into a multi-billion dollar powerhouse thanks to the platforms like Twitch and YouTube. Is this a sign that the music industry is taking advantage of its artists, or does it simply show the evolving nature of entertainment and the opportunities available in new media?
Well, the music industry has always sucked.
Like, oh, yeah, they've been taking advantage of the artists for years.
Forever, decades. From the 360 deal to whatever fucked up contracts
yeah, that's
you could
not
possibly
new.
Think
yeah.
of. So artists have always tried to, like, find other avenues of garnering success, both within
to.
That system and outside of that system. So, you know, given the commodification of that fact, you know, a lot of artists are going independent. They're finding other avenues. Like I just said a minute ago, one of them happen to be goddamn gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're not good at it, going back to my list of success, my steps, you know, as long as you garner that following, you know, and they're dedicated enough, you can shepherd their asses pretty much anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna rock with you if there's, you know what I'm saying, if you've built it.
Yeah. And I tell you what, as soon as you and I figure out how to do the streaming for the VR headset, it's gonna be a wrap. I got a MetaQuest 2. I'm saving up my my little piggy banks for the 3. It's going to take about 4 years before I can afford one of those. But, you know, if you guys want to go ahead and donate to my plug donation or my MetaQuest 3 donation, my PayPal is in my link tree. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, give what you can.
We really appreciate it.
We really
You're on the journey with us.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm going to go ahead and record the outro on the same take. It's fine.
All right.
If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's we're wasting time working. Let's play games. Also, I want everyone to continue posting their ex's voicemails.
Yeah. Regardless
so that I may bask in their drama.
Yeah. Regardless of my own personal moral and philosophical standpoints on it. Keep doing that. Please.
Yes. 100%. And I'm also super glad as fuck that it's not me. Single for life. Professionally silly life rules.
Yay, yay.
Yeah. What a man. That's what it reminded me of.
Is that what they reminded you of? Wow.
That's your theme song, bro. Shut up.
Oh, that's true.
Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. And I appreciate every last one of you. Make sure you guys do me a favor and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. And do me a favor, please, and leave me a 5-star or a written review. It would be extremely helpful. Oh, and great news, ladies and gentlemen of the podcast worlds. I am now available on Amazon Music Podcast. So if you use Amazon Music, which I do, I love Amazon Music, I'm there. So check me out on Amazon Music Podcast. I'm going to try my best to get onto iHeartRadio as well, working on that, trying to figure some things out. But I am getting around. You feel me?
Good.
So if this is your first time listening, come back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet.
So many.
There is. It's a plethora. A plethora of silly. And make sure you share this podcast with a friend as well. Check out the podcast on Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the podcast Facebook group, Professionally Silly Podcast Group on Facebook. Listener submissions, you can send those in. We'll read those. And actually, I want to tell you this, Wes. We had a listener that called into the Bird Show that was calling in to discuss something. It was like I forget what the actual subject was, but it ended up in her telling me that she was polyamorous and up to being interviewed on what it's like to live in that type of life. Mm. And I don't think her parents know, if I remember correctly. So I do have her contact information. She said that she's cool with coming, you know, and talking to us. I guess I'll figure out how to do that. Most likely just like a FaceTime call, record the audio.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
There's no reason to make it more difficult, because actually that audio sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, there's a good chance that we're going to be talking to someone who's got a, I think, a husband and a girlfriend, or a wife and a boyfriend, or a husband and a boyfriend.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know.
We're going to see. We're going to peel back the layers of that dynamic, both, yes. You know, not even both, on multiple levels, multiple yeah. fronts.
That's interesting, because I could never do it. I don't think. I don't know.
Well, you know.
Maybe I could. I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
I guess we'll figure out exactly what it is when we get a chance to speak with her.
Yeah.
Well. So, yeah, that's coming soon. So if you have anything that you want to share, or questions that you want to ask, maybe we can find some professionals who can answer those questions for you. I'm looking to expand the podcast, so this will be fun.
Some enthusiasts.
Enthusiasts like that. You can also email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. Or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. If you want to be anonymous, just be sure to let me know when you contact me. All right. Oh, hey, where can they find you?
Oh, yeah, me. They can find me at TikTok, DJ Hey Cousin, on Twitter and X at WestyRoberts/CapricornJenkins, and at Instagram at @ByWestRoberts. What did you say earlier? What did you say?
Oh, bi, but not like bisexual, but bi, like bi without the E.
Yeah, that, which she said, I guess.
Goodbye without the E.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. All right.
Check out the show notes below for some bonus information, like my social media. My link tree is included down there, and it's got all of my social medias and the platforms that I use. And your girl's on Cameo. So if you want a personalized video for yourself or a friend, hit me up there at Amber Smiles Jones. My P.O. Box, for those of you who are interested in writing or sending things, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. And you can send anything that you would like, and I will do an unboxing video on my YouTube channel, should you send anything. Once again, it's your Audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. People who are good looking but have terrible personalities are real life clickbaits. These are the important thoughts that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. You're welcome. Now you can do.
I consider them as catfish, real life catfish.
Clickbaits, catfish.
Oh, no, real life spam. Real life spam.
You can just let me have it?
Well, I thought we could have it together.
Is this about the Uno thing?
Yes.
I fucking knew it. You are so petty.
Fuck. Damn right.
Until next time you decide to tune in, P listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana! That's next week in Spanish.
Yeah.
That's racist. Okay, bye.
What?
Mic check, 1, 2. How's that sound? How about you?
Mic check. Ooh.
Case, shout out to Alina. You are amazing.
Aw.
There's an applause playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put that in post. Check. What the fuck? Check. Oh. Check. Yeah. I accidentally turned the volume down and I couldn't hear myself, so I thought my shit was broken or something.
Ah, okay. No,
I was confused AF, bro.
You good though, right?
Yeah, I'm straight.
Okay.
The hell of an oops. Oopsie.
I mean, it's a medium-sized oopsie.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mic check, 1.
Hey, I'm checking mics around here. Mic check.
Mic check.
All right, so I came across an old trend. Excuse me, that doesn't say old. Try that again. We'll just put that in the bloops.
In the bloops and bloops.
Yeah. I thought I had to sneeze. I thought I had to sneeze. That shit was crazy.
It came out the other end.
That would have been hilarious. It would be great if your body actually worked like that. Like you can't sneeze, so you farted. Or you can't fart, so you, like, coughed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess that's gross.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be great, though.
I mean, like, if you had to fart and you coughed instead, does that mean your breath stank?
It should.
Yeah, it's only professionally. Silly. I'm going to try that again.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.